Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jazz and Seb with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has reached an agreement in principle with the State Nurses and Midwives Union, ending negotiations spanning back to January with a deal for an 11% wage increase over 3 years and overtime being increased to double pay for shift workers. While the agreement still pends the approval of union members via ballot, QNMU Secretary Sarah Beeman stated that she is incredibly proud of the fight union members waged to secure a significantly improved offer after over 45,000 workers took part in industrial action in June and July. The bargaining consensus came as a result of over 150 hours of negotiations and 13 conciliation sessions, with Queensland Health Minister Tim Nicholls branding the deal as including nation-leading wages and conditions.
Bob Catter has made the front page again after a fiery rant at a press conference outside of Queensland Parliament House. Catter had been announcing to the collected media about his intent to join the thinly veiled white supremacist rally in Brisbane, the March for Australia, this Sunday, when Nine journalist Josh Babas began to ask a question regarding Catter's Lebanese heritage. Catter immediately got in the face of the Greek-Australian Babas, first pointing at him before waving a closed fist, asserting that the journalist was a racist, then claiming that he punches blokes in the mouth for saying that. Babas had begun to reference Catter's immigrant family heritage in a question about why he would be opposing an anti-immigrant and pro-Australian and white values rally, but had been cut off almost immediately after the mention of the word Lebanese.
In national news, the recent system implementation of New South Wales GunSafe, improving the way in which gun licenses are regulated, has revealed serious gaps in Australia's gun licensing laws. Up until the new GunSafe system, a recreational gun owner in New South Wales simply had to obtain a permission to shoot letter from a landowner of a registered hunting ground, giving the gun owner authority to own a gun and shoot on any registered hunting or shooting grounds across the state. GunSafe can now reveal previously unknown elements, including the tracking of how many permission to shoot letters individual landowners are providing, already identifying multiple individuals with unusually high rates. One identified property was found selling over 3,000 letters of permission and allocated 10,000 for the entire state, prompting further inquiry. Convener of the Australian Gun Safety Alliance, Stephen Bendel, claims laxity around authority to shoot letters could be contributing to the proliferation of guns in the community and undermining genuine reasons for holding a firearm.
The New South Wales Health Minister has encouraged people to use the 24-hour health hotline instead of the emergency department due to overcrowding worsening with winter illnesses. On Thursday, Ryan Park stated that there had been more than 45,000 emergency department presentations over the last 5 days, with a peak on Monday being 9.2% greater than last year. A delegate for the doctors' union, ASMOF, stated that the overcrowding was the worst many doctors had ever seen. A different delegate for the union questioned the direction towards the hotline as a solution, stating that since nurses can't actually examine the person, many would ultimately be sent to the hospital.
In international news, a cholera outbreak in northwest Nigeria has killed at least 8 people and infected over 200, with a lack of primary health infrastructure exacerbating the crisis in the rural Bukuyum district. Village head of Garusu, Mohammed Jibki, explained that 3 people have died due to delays in reaching the closest general hospital, forcing many patients to have to be treated at home. Resident Yuar Umar elaborated that, quote, "bandits prevent us from going to the city, as violence from armed militias has risen in recent months, with many rural communities in Bukuyum being prevalent targets."
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, with light winds becoming westerly in the morning and light in the evening. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.